Okay, so we continue in the Paliyot. We're on page 208 in the Inyan of Brachas. And today we're going to talk not only about Brachas, but we're going to actually expand a little bit to just talk in general about things that come out of people's mouths. And so the learning today, as always, should be as Chosi Lenishmas Chaim Eloza Ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Rav Yaakov Yosef Ben Rav Chaim Menachem Ben Sion. Should be as Chos for Fu Shleima for Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Doi Ben Menorachel and Chanalei Abbas Shein Dorachel. And it's chus for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rosteka, were both serving. So, continuing on the bottom of page 208, he says, "Va'af mi sheyodeya habrachas." Even someone who's aware of the brachas, that meaning which bracha is the appropriate bracha to make, v'dinehem, and their halachas, l'pa'amim yistapik m'mili debracha. Sometimes you're going to be misopik. Many times, especially now, when people create these elaborate dishes, so you can have two within the same dish. You could have two parts of the dish that to you are very important. Maybe it's a meat together with some other substance, some mezonos, and it becomes a question of what's the right bracha to make. So you're unsure, and that's, again, this is someone who is an expert. Sveikas kehena v'kehena, doubts, similar things. Ala kol tzarech zehirus uzrizus slim shach yada. Says in all of these cases, you have to be vigilant, and you have to run and motivate yourself to limshak yada, to hold back, to refrain from eating until you resolve the suffix, either by checking it out online or calling up Moshe David and asking him, or eating something that removes the suffix. As an example, in order not to put yourself in a situation where you're being benefiting from a bracha chas v'sham. And the example that he gives is, let's say you're not sure if something is ha'etz or adama. So there's two ways to get out of it. Number one, probably more ways, but I'm going to give you two straightforward ways. One is that you make a ha'etz on something else and a hadama on something else, and then you eat it. Now, again, that takes time, right? You got to go get another fruit, another vegetable, and do that. Or you make a hamaitzi and you pater everything from that meal. But that's the idea. The idea is that you remove the suffix. Says anyone who fears God should try to satisfy all shitas. So obviously there are machlokes in many of these halachas. And he says a yari shemayim should try to be machmir and try to satisfy even a shita that's a shita siyachet. Utahar yadayim Yosef Aymet, quoting from Iyov, someone with clean hands should be mechazik himself, shalai lavei lidei shecha hametsuya, not to encounter this common forgetting that is prevalent. The Yatziv Siyunim Lisko Levarich, and make reminders to remember to make brachas. And he gives you some examples. What are examples of brachas that people sort of blow past and either and forget? He says, bracha achreina, a bracha achreina. So a lot of times bracha achreina, especially when you're eating on the go, you're eating in your car, maybe eating on your way upstate, very common to forget to do the bracha achreina because you're not in your normal environment or you're busy doing something else that takes your mind off of it. Here he gives an example of in his days before coffee, they used to drink water in the morning and they would potentially forget to make the bracha achrona. I would say by us, those who drink coffee on their way to davening, possibly during davening, but there's a bracha achrona on the, no one does that. No one does that. But there's a bracha achrona that needs to be made on that coffee, and it's very easy to forget it because you finish davening. Okay, let's say you finish your coffee before davening, but you ran into shul, they needed you for minyan, you put on your tefillin, now you daven. Now, after you take off your tefillin, you're running out of shul. Very easy to forget that bar nefesh is. Ubirkas ashiyatzar, bracha ashiyatzar. Very often, when a person goes to the bathroom, you're in the middle of doing something else, you go to the bathroom, people are checking emails in the bathroom, texting friends in the bathroom, whatever they're doing, and then they come out and they resume whatever it was that they were in the middle of doing. And so it's very easy to forget to do the Ashiyat of Chadayma and similar situations. The Al Zevikaze Anu Aymer, regarding people like this, we say during our tefillah, Ashrei Ish Yishma Mitzvaysecha V'sayroscha Dvar Chiyasim Alibay. Right? Every morning we say, Ashrei, praiseworthy is the person who obeys the commandments and takes to heart Yasim Alibay Dvarcha V'sayroscha Dvar Chiyasim Alibay. We're talking about these people that are very careful to pay attention to making brachas. There are many people who believe that they are saying the brachas properly. Their bracha is pasul. And Yehuda, this is where I'm going to ask the Rav to chime in. if the Rav is available too, because I know the Rav talked about this once before when the Rav talked about the proper pronunciation of Hashem's name. And I think, did the Rav say that saying Adinai is the name actually of an Avodah Zarah? Is that what the Rav said?
Yes, we said that, yes.
Right. So that's something that a person has to be very careful about, to say Hashem's name properly. If you say it quickly, you say Baruch Atah Adinai, as the Rav said. You not only are you not making a bracha, but you're actually making a bracha towards an Avodah Zarah. And he says, Machmashimadalgan Kamatevas, he says also people are skipping words, skipping letters. The common ones that the Gemara talks about in Shema, Bechalavavacha, Bechalavavchem, that if you say it quickly, you're saying one lamed instead of two, you're not pronouncing, you're literally skipping words in Shema. Ushtayim Rois Oisim. And now you're committing two bad things. Number one, Shenanim Belay Bracha, that you're getting Hana without a Bracha. And also, potentially, if you do say Hashem's name correctly, but you skip another word, now you're saying Hashem's name in vain. He says this is a result of rushing. People are always in a rush. They don't have patience. And it's a disease that a person's always in a rush and he doesn't take the time to properly say a bracha. Even if you manage to say the entire bracha and you didn't skip any words or letters, now he's going to talk just a general hashkafa. We're in a rush. We're in a rush to bench. We're in a rush to make brachas. He says, forget about it. Let's say you said you got every word in, and you didn't skip any letters. But the fact that you're rushing is in and of itself a problematic. That the person hurries and mumbles through brachas, that you just want to get it over with. I want to get to my food. Yes, I have to make a bracha, but I want to get it over with. And that's how we look at bracha. That's how we look at tefillos many times. Ein ze mevarech, he says, very scary words here. He says, when you rush through a bracha, not only are you not blessing Hashem, ela mina'etz, you're actually being oyver on the aveira of Birkas Hashem. You're actually doing the opposite. So very scary words here. But he's saying, if you're not showing proper respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're not connecting with Hashem through the bracha, then you're basically saying, Hashem, this is a nuisance. And blessing you and asking reshus from you to eat the food is a nuisance. It's a bother, and so you're not only are you not sending a positive message, but you're sending a negative message, and so a person has to be very careful. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's better not to make a bracha at all. If you're in a rush, I'm not going to say that. That's not my place to say. We have a rav who you could ask a shaila to in a specific situation, but the message is clear: is that in general, when we do have time and we're not in a rush, we should take the time to make a bracha slowly or daven slowly. Asher ish yareis Hashem yikabel b'kol tokef. Praiseworthy is the one who fears Hashem and commits himself completely. As we talked about by the concept of amen, making your brachas out loud, ois ba ois, teva b'teva, letter by letter, word by word, bereusa b'chenvasa d'liba, with true joy and dedication in your heart. V'zeh kol ha'adam sheyishtadel b'kol tokef. He says, this is the chiyuv that a person has. And again, going back to what is the point of doing mitzvahs? To connect to Hashem. Well, making a bracha is a beautiful way and a perfect way of connecting to Hashem. And therefore, that's what he says. That's a chiyuv of a person, is to praise Hashem, is to give nachas ruach to Hashem. And so this is the essence of many mitzvahs, which is you shake a lulav and esrog. Why? Another way of connecting to Hashem. Well, blessing Hashem is an even more direct way of connecting to Hashem. So b'zeh ha'ayis im hu'ish toiv. And he says this is also a very a good barometer to tell what type of person someone is. If someone is makpid on bracha, someone is enunciates them clearly, slowly, has proper kavana, versus someone who's in a rush. Even if he's a big Talmud Chacham in other areas, he's makpid in other areas, perhaps, but he rushes through brachas, rushes through davening. So that tells you a little bit about the connection that a person is feeling towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so let's stop over here. Thank you very much, Yehuda. Thank you for having the Rav join us today for the share.